God. Yes, it's out. It's out. It's Dave here on the John DeBella Show Daily Podcast. What the hell am I listening? What is this? Do not be confused. If you know anything about the show, you know I'm a Bond freak. And the new James Bond film, No Time to Die, Bond 25, has just released their trailer. So pardon my fanboying. It just needs to be announced. It needs to be known. It needs to be seen. I need to settle down and do this podcast intro. It is Wednesday. Woo! December 4th, a day I've been looking forward to for a long time. If you heard the show today, perhaps you heard my absence in the 8 o'clock hour. I was secretly streaming Good Morning America on my laptop because that's where they debuted the new trailer. Ooh, I got the vapors, everybody. I need to settle down. Okay, here we go. There's a job to do. Relax. Control yourself. Focus on our show, Dave. Okay, here we go. We talked, what did we start out with? Fart launchers. Very highbrow content to start off the show today. We talked stealing or not. John proposed some moral dilemmas for Steve and I, and we decided which was which. Deliveries galore at the DeBella residency this week. We had some theories on that. We celebrated Cookie Day, and Jean Genie was in Song Stories before we talked Christmas miracles. Spun the wheel for Long Song Wednesday. Yee! Okay, I'm getting way too excited about this. Pardon me, pardon me. What else is in here? Oh, Rachel Feinstein, she was back. A Bond girl of sorts in her own right. If 007 ever visited Israel, or at least Brooklyn, New York. Okay, yeah, okay, I'm going to settle down. I'm going to watch the trailer for the sixth time this morning. You just enjoyed this little podcast here, okay? I'll be fine. I'm just going to sit here and mix myself a little martini. Don't tell the boss. Here we go. It is the Daily Podcast.
So yesterday we were talking about, the most wanted toy when you were a kid. What was the toy you wanted the most, right?
Sure. Gotta have it.
And we were talking about how this year there is no,
right.
There is no, high demand toy. Mm-hmm. Well, we were wrong on that one.
Oh, yeah?
Are you guys surprised, by the way?
What?
Not at all.
No, I'm not surprised.
No.
I'm not
My
surprised.
My kids aren't old enough to care.
According to the New York Post, toy insiders and parents are wincing over what is the gotta-get toy this year.
What is it?
Butthead's Fart Launcher 3000.
What is it? 1995?
Right.
I'm interested.
It's a Nerf gun-like gadget that shoots farts instead of darts, right? And it's topping kids' lists all over the country.
And it's called Butthead's?
Butthead's
That's the company?
Fart Launcher.
Yeah.
Butthead's Fart Launcher 3000.
What? How does it work? How do you shoot a fart?
Basically,
I mean, aside from obviously,
it comes with a bunch of cartridges, and it shoots out this blast of air that stinks. That just absolutely stinks.
So they've weaponized fart bombs.
They have.
Oh my god!
Yeah, a crop duster X5.
Oh, I'll keep you. I've got Butthead's Fart Launcher 3000.
Wow.
The John DeBella Podcast.
I'm trying to figure out some way to appear humble.
Philadelphia's classic rock, 102.9 MGK.
With the holiday season upon us, and actually this isn't even holiday when I think about it. It's really just there's buying and selling on a general basis. Mm-hmm. All right, you go into a supermarket, all right, and and something doesn't get scanned by the cashier.
Right.
Something, or they give you too much change or anything like that. Is it stealing?
I think if you notice that they didn't scan something, then yes. Too much change to me, it's like, that's on you. Sorry, it's going in my pocket. I don't have time for this.
Okay.
If you notice it right away, I would say give it back. If you notice it when you're walking into the parking lot,
right.
That's yours.
Over and done with.
Take the money.
Right. Now, what about if they forget to scan something?
It just happened to me the other day.
I think that is stealing.
Right. And that's I noticed stealing? It.
I'd feel guilty about
I'm
it.
I'm bagging my stuff up, and I was like, oh, man, this didn't get put on the conveyor belt.
I always forget my bottle of drinks underneath the cart, like a case of water.
Uh-huh.
Always happens to me.
Yeah, some places have a little scanner on the bottom to make sure there's nothing on the cart.
Ooh,
sneaky. Fancy.
Yeah. Hello, Wegmans.
Wow.
All right. Okay. Is this stealing? You scan an onion instead of an avocado. Right, because the onion is cheaper.
Yes,
that's stealing.
Of course, it is.
Yeah,
73% of people.
Yeah,
agree.
It's a different product.
All right. You tell a friend that they left something at your place, but they never pick it up. So a few months later, you just start using it. Are you stealing?
No.
Can I ask you guys one?
Yeah,
since we were on the grocery store one, is it wrong to get red, yellow, orange, and a green pepper, and then ring up green peppers?
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes. Stop that doing is, that, Steve.
That is stealing.
You pepper punk.
Well, all right. Sorry.
All right. You accidentally take someone else's coat when you leave a restaurant, and it's nicer than yours, so you keep it. Is that stealing?
Yeah, that's stealing.
Yeah, you jack them up.
Okay. You return something you bought on sale, and the store refunds you the full price instead of the sale price. Is that stealing?
Yes, that's a classic scam.
Uh-huh. I realize it's a scam, but you didn't do it.
Scamming is stealing, in my opinion.
No, no, but wait, you bought it on sale, and they made the mistake.
Oh, no, that's their fault.
Yeah. I mean,
I'm a good Christian lad over here. That's a gift
from the gods, as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah.
That's a gift from the gods.
I mean, that goes along with what you said about the money.
Mm-hmm.
You said, I don't have time for this.
All right.
So it's the same.
Good point. Guess I'm a big fat hypocrite.
Hypocrite.
All right. Lastly, an online purchase gets lost in the mail. And then it appears weeks later after you've already gotten a refund. All right? Is that stealing?
No.
No.
No, no. That's, again, a gift from the gods. Yes.
The John DeBella Podcast.
It's lots of fun. We have music and everything.
102.9 MGK.
We were talking about stealing a moment ago. And there's a warning out that this year, one-third of Americans will be robbed by porch pirates this Christmas.
Okay.
All right.
A third
of Americans will be robbed by. Well, and you know, and if they come to my house, they could do it regularly. Yesterday, three different Amazon packages, three different drivers, three different times of the day. Right. Now, I know why that's happening, but just something about it just seems so strange. It's like, can you guys gather in one place? Can you do something? Right. Three different packages, three different times of the day.
You say you know why.
Well, yeah.
Is it as salacious as I think it is?
I think my wife is having sex with the UPS man.
I think that's pretty obvious.
Brown shorts.
Of course.
Yeah, they're the new milkman.
They are the new milkman.
Yeah.
They are indeed.
We're on to you, Lisa.
The American people are sick and tired of hearing about
John DeBella.
Sick and tired of hearing about
the John DeBella Podcast.
Too big to fail is too big to exist.
102.9 MGK.
Did you start your baking season yet? Have you started? We always look forward to that. that big tin of cookies and fudge and stuff that you sent to us.
Yeah, I'm thinking about it.
Oh, you're thinking about
it. It's about time, isn't it?
Well, it is. And the reason why I'm bringing it up is today is National Cookie Day.
All right.
And a lot of places like Insomnia is having cookie specials, right? And Whole Foods having a cookie special also. They're down to normal prices.
Good for them. It's about time.
Waiting. Right, you can get a chocolate chip cookie for under $5 there. Just one. Oof. That's it. But it's really, really a medium-sized one.
Yeah.
So it's not the small ones. It's a medium-sized one. Right, Cookie Monster?
I did it all for the cookie. The cookie. The cookie. And me can take a cookie and stick it in my yum. Stick it in my yum. Stick it in my yum.
Yeah, that's what we need. Cookie Monster doing more Limp Bizkit songs.
The John DeBella Podcast.
I feel like I'm taking crazy pills.
102.9 MGK. You know the bands. You know the songs. This is the history behind them. Classic Rock 102.9 MGK presents Song Stories.
Although it's considered one of David Bowie's early classics, The Gene Genie wasn't a big hit here in the United States. Did better in England. In England, it reached number two on the charts. But in a 1980 interview, we heard this from David Bowie about this song.
My first real confrontation with Middle America, specifically Detroit and the inner city, and it was semi-based on an Iggy-type character. One of the most immediate, spontaneous songs I ever wrote. Very fast. It was almost written in the time it takes to play. It was that quick, like a 5-10 minute song. One never knows when something's going to become a classic. You've got no idea.
The John DeBella Podcast.
You, sir, have a feminine side, don't you?
Well, I like gals.
102.9. MGK.
I know I've talked about this in the past. I'm not sure how many of you remember it, but every year I go looking for my little Christmas miracle. I haven't had one for a couple of years yet.
Okay.
A couple of years now. But over the years, I have found them. I told you the one about the little kid that was about 13, 12 or 13 years old. He had his first girlfriend and his father, who was some sort of prince in Gucci shoes. I remember being at a Strawbridge's, uh-huh. and the kid wanted to go and buy they had the Godiva chocolates and a little teddy bear on it,
okay.
right? And the father's standing there, and he's literally putting the kid down, like, she doesn't mean anything to you. You're young. What do you know? And you could tell the kid was heartbroken, mm-hmm. right? So I had left. I got what I had needed, and you know, I left, and I walked away. And all of a sudden, as I'm leaving, I realize I forgot something, so I start heading back into the store. And as I'm heading back into the store, and the thing that the kid wanted was like, you know, 12 or 15 bucks. That was all it was. So as I'm heading back into the store, I see the kid and his dad coming out, and the kid's head's down. He doesn't have a little Godiva bag with him or anything. And I look at him and go, oh, my God, I can't believe I ran into you. You helped my son with it, with that math problem and that math homework. And, I want to do, you know, here you go. Here's $20, right? And the kid looks at me, and he goes, I don't know who you are, but thank you very much. And he literally goes, Dad, I'll be back, right? And he turns around and leaves, right? So this one didn't happen to me, but I just found this one, and it's really sweet. Jenna Bush Hager, George Bush's daughter.
Yeah, right.
All right. She was pregnant and had a child this past August.
Okay.
All right. Barbara Bush, the grandmother, mm-hmm. right, did not realize, you know, had plans for all of the kids and always would make stockings for them. But Barbara died. And just recently, she found out that before she died, she made Christmas stockings. She knitted Christmas stockings for children to come.
Oh, that's
right.
So neat.
Yeah, it's like there's a, you know.
What a sign from above.
Oh, that is a great. That's
cool.
Yeah, you know, I don't know where the cockles of my heart are, but that's one of those things that warms the cockles of your heart. So that's great really one. So be on the lookout. You never know when that Christmas miracle is going to be out there for you, and maybe you could help somebody out or just make your day by finding out something.
The John DeBella Podcast.
Oh, John DeBella rocks you all rock.
102.9.
You're fabulous. I love you forever.
Wow.
MGK.
It is time for us to get to the Wheel of Long Songs. You know the way this works. We got all these long songs on the wheel, plus two listener slots and two bonus slots. We don't even know what's behind the bonus slots. But on the wheel this week, we've got the Outlaws and Greengrass High Tides. Then there's a get.
Oh, you're the way you did. I'm asked. The last time I tried to move it, you scolded me.
Right. What's next? We got
Jesus. Hold on. Let me,
so hard to
you.
See in our new studio.
All right.
Here.
No. It's just the mic was in front of it.
Grand so, Funk.
Right. I'm your captain. Closer to home.
Yes.
The listener pick.
Yes.
Yes. Yours is no disgrace.
Yes.
Bob Seger's Traveling Man. Beautiful Loser.
That's correct. And here's the tough one.
And
it's the dark one.
Yeah, it's the dark
one.
Dark
purple.
Dark purple with black lettering on top of it.
What is that? Right. I can't see it next to it.
No, this is what we put in for Debbie's goodbye. Jackson Browne's Loadout Stay,
of course,
is on the wheel this morning. So if you would be so kind, Steve, to spin the wheel, give it a real man spin today, huh? There we go.
Woo!
Look at that thing hum.
Yeah.
It's getting a little wobbly from my angle.
Probably always was.
Yeah, probably was.
It used to be on the other side of the console here.
Where are we going?
Oh, yes! Steve's been waiting for this for the longest time. All right.
I
think that might be the oldest thing up on the wheel right now.
We'll find out when you erase.
So excited.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, Bob Seger, Traveling Man, Beautiful Loser.
Yes.
The John DeBella Podcast.
You are crazy in the most wonderful way.
Philadelphia's classic rock.
This is the funnest night ever.
102.9 MGK.
Joining us now, she will be at Helium Comedy tonight for one show only. Get tickets through heliumcomedy.com or 215-496-9001. It is a pleasure to once again welcome Rachel Feinstein to our studios. Good morning to you.
Thanks, boys. I missed you.
And we missed you. Well, this is really a blessing for us because normally, at best, we see you once a year, and you were only here a few months ago, and now you're back
again. And then I felt a longing for you guys.
Thank you so much. You're like an early Christmas present.
I am.
Or in your case,
an early Christmas.
An early Jewish Christmas present.
Well, as opposed to Kyle over here. Kyle is our intern. Kyle, what's your last name again?
Morello.
Kyle Morello.
Just screams Judaism.
Jew.
Jew.
Yeah, Garden of the Fitzy Cantini's Jew. The Goomba Jew is the only one we have.
Oh, my God. That's so special. I have some loose change for you.
So, all right, let me ask you a question, because we talk about your husband all the time, and he's a firefighter. He's about to be a chief, right?
Yeah.
All right. All right. So what, does he have to wait for another chief to die, or did he just, like, you know?
He has to take one out himself. he just has to tastefully, you know, cut some breaks, someone's breaks. No, there's some sort of system, and then you get called up at a certain time based on, like, seniority and other things. I don't understand anything. I just, you know, sleep and talk smack for a living. He has a badge. If I had a badge, I'd just walk around badging people all day. I'm always trying to get him to take it out. I'm like, Tinum. He's like, this is a CVS. Don't have the kind of gum I'm looking for. It's not a Tinum situation.
Now, with the holidays upon us, I'm going to assume, because you're Jewish, he's Christian.
Yes.
Right? Is he Hispanic also? Is that what
he's half Colombian. His mom's Colombian. His dad's Irish. Yeah.
Oh, there's a fight waiting to happen.
Yeah.
All right. So with the holidays, what, do you get Thanksgiving? He gets Christmas? Is
yes.
that where it's at?
Yeah. So that way we're, you know, his family wins because Christmas is the bigger deal and nothing like that. So so we, and our families are just completely opposite. So it's probably better that we're not all together.
What was Thanksgiving like?
Thanksgiving. My mom's intense. Like, my mom's like, you know, she's aggressively liberal. She would have probably preferred if I'd married like a Nigerian lesbian or something.
I got an email from one of those ones. And referred to, forward to.
She's intense, you know. She's a social worker. She's always oversharing. You know, like, every time I'm alone with my mother, she has one mudslide. Also, who drinks mudslides? No one in the world drinks mudslides except
that,
for Karen Feinstein. I don't know, some gross concoction.
Like,
she always comes home and she's like, I need a slide because of Trump. And I'm like, no, you need a slide because you have a problem. It's not Trump's fault. She'll blame anything on Trump. She's like, I haven't slept a wink since this jerk was an office. I'm like, you had sleep apnea years before Trump. Nothing to do with him. So she has one mudslide, and then she tells me something I never wanted to know. Like, fine, there was a year when I considered leaving your father. I'm like, she should not be telling me that. And she's like, I called it my dark year. I'm like, you titled year of your life? So that's my family, just like oversharing, you know, and everything is about, you know, therapy. And my mom's very intense. She kind of tries to get Pete, my husband, to like talk about his emotions. She wants to have some sort of standoff, some kind of music video where he weeps about being a fireman or what he's seen on the job. And I'm like, you're not going to get that from him. Like, that's why he does the job.
He's
completely
tough.
Disassociated. Right. Yeah. He's actually said this to me once. We were talking about something and I was like, I don't know if you've ever had an issue with that. He goes, I never had any issues. I was like, I've never even heard anyone declare that. It's an insane sentence. That's a deep level of fascinating denial. It goes, not any issues, not in childhood or after that. I'm like, really? He's like, yeah, pretty much a straight shot for me. I'm like, oh, because you just punched the microwave. I'm not sure if you're aware of that. So he'll just deny there's any feelings anywhere. Yeah, he's like, nah, I don't have any of that. And that's how they function. So his family, they just talk about like what they're going to purchase and the government, you know, and they're always like, you got to get some Bitcoin or gold, buy gold, because the government wants your stuff, all right? Everything's like a lot of warnings,
right.
You know? Yeah, so it's always just like, you know, watch out. They want your stuff. Here's some gold, Petey, you know? And my family is just like, how can we build a more inclusive nation to hold all the world's refugees?
Have you ever done holidays with them all together?
No, we haven't. We did the wedding is where they really
sure.
met. And there was just a lot of, like, I told my dad not to talk. Just like, don't say anything political or anything. Just leave that out of it. And, of course, I was just telling him his wedding speech ended up just being this. He didn't mention me or my husband. It was just all about how America already is great and we don't need to make it great. I'm like, Dad, shut up.
At your wedding.
At my wedding.
And you and your husband were left out of the speech altogether.
He didn't mention either of us, not once. This is entirely true, not one time. And it was just all these comics and firemen, you know, drunken firemen. It was insane. And I was just like, just don't bring up anything political. And he's just like, this country already is great. And he's like, look, we have Colombia here. And he just started like announcing all the nations that were being represented, you know. Yeah. He's like, Colombian Trump supporting mom's just glaring at my dad. And I'm just like, oh my God.
Now, how is he? Because I remember you telling us once about was he getting on your Facebook page or just leaving messages on your Facebook page?
Has
he gotten the computer thing down yet?
First of all, he doesn't understand what Facebook is at all. He has no concept. I told him, actually, I was like, I do a joke about you and your Facebook, just so you know. And he goes, oh, that's great. I'll share it on Facebook. And I hadn't even told him where this bit was located. I did on the Tonight Show. And he just started sharing. He leapt to Facebook and just started sharing YouTube.com on Facebook, just the site of YouTube. He's like, well, I'll share the comedy talent show piece. And then just started violently resharing about 7 times in a row. There's something at a certain age you're unable to see if you've shared something on Facebook. It's like you don't have the capacity. So it's 7 times YouTube.com. One like, his own. Just one sad like.
Oh, he's liking his own posts.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, always. Nice. There's always one like by Howie himself. And his Facebook picture is so alarming. He's just glaring into the distance. He has this weird sort of haunting stare. I'm like, why would he choose that picture of himself? It's very chilling. Mm-hmm. And then my mom goes on his Facebook and she goes, we share a Facebook page. I'm like, that's not a thing. You can't. Dad has his own demonic page. That's his. So she goes, well, I need to log into your father's page because I need to tell all your girlfriends when they look gorgeous in their photos. So it just looked, my friends will post pictures and it's my dad will be the first to comment. They don't know it's my mom, so it looks like he's hitting on all of them.
Right.
Of course. She'll just be like, my goodness, what a foxy figure you have, Lisa. And then there's my dad's very disturbing photo. It looks like he's seducing all my friends.
Now, I'm just going to assume, having Jewish parents, that you've been married over a year now, mm-hmm. right? Has the question started?
That's the idea, yes, but it's more from his family than mine. Yeah, again,
really?
my mom would probably be happier if I just adopted anyone from, you know, maybe Nicaragua or something.
Okay.
Yeah, so she's, but no, his family is. His dad actually took me aside. It was real disturbing.
Oh,
he's
boy.
Like, "Do you want to? Let me ask you a question. Come here." He's always taking me into this front room, and then they scream at each other all the time, the parents. She's like, shut up, leave her alone. He's like, get out of here. Scream. Having a talk here. He goes, come here, let me ask you a question. He goes, you want to have a baby? I'm like, I mean, not right now, not with you. And he goes, because, you know, if you want to have a baby, he goes, let me tell you something. It was this Jewish couple we used to know. He said it was, I didn't care for the tone. And he goes, anyway, they're spending all this dough and trying to have a baby. Nothing's happening. So I took him aside. I says, you know, do you wear the loose boxes? And she goes, shut up. Don't ask a man his underpants. That's a crazy thing to say. He's like, get out of here. He goes, yes, you got to make sure they breathe properly. This was said to me in like a parlor at 8 a.m. I can't say the word, he said. But yeah, he was just like, you got to make sure you got the loose boxes, because if they're not breathing properly, it's not going to happen. I was like, thank you so much. I feel so much closer to you.
Is this your dad's Facebook page?
No, that's not. That's a different.
Damn. That's El Chapo.
He's also glaring in the photo.
That's funny you say that, because actually they ended up having to disable my dad's Facebook page entirely, because he was just going rogue, writing unacceptable stuff on Facebook. He also messages anyone that I'm friends with. Now, I'm friends with, like, random strangers I don't know that are my shows.
Right.
My dad sends everyone direct messages like, hey, thanks for supporting my daughter. And then there's a long thing about the blues, because he's a blues musician, and he usually writes, let the good times roll at the end. And people will tell me, I got a message from your dad. It said, let the good times roll in French, because he thinks that's like a sassy way to write it. I'm like, Dad, you stop writing to people. You know, it's very crazy. He always tells people to follow their passion, you know, and like F authority or something. I'm like, well, I don't know this guy. So we had to stop, because also he writes long, political, unstable rants. And
right.
Nobody knows what in God's
name. Don't worry,
the
government will find him sooner or later.
Yeah, and it's not good. Yeah. And then he doesn't know how to edit his page. So under his own post, he'll write, I want to apologize, but in the passion of my earlier statement, I've misspelled the following words in the comment section.
We're going to need his name after we get off the air.
Rachel Feinstein.
So we had to disable the whole page because he couldn't be trusted.
Oh, that's funny.
He was certainly compromising my safety on the road. Just like stop by Rachel's hotel. Here's the address. I'm sure
just tell your husband
breakfast.
To tin him. Yeah. Rachel Feinstein is appearing tonight. One show only, ladies and gentlemen. You don't want to miss out on this. Tickets are available through heliumcounty.com or 215-496-9001. Have a happy Hanukkah.
Thank you. Thank you. You guys are mensches. You know what that
Thank
means.
Thank you.
The John DiBella Podcast.
You were going to put that somewhere. You're sick.
102.9.
Probably means the end of a great career.
Yeah, I would say so.
MGK.
You're fired.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.